Right now, time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Waterbury Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and we manage to chat with her every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall, and happy first day of school.
Yeah, it's back. Already it's here.
It's here. The buses are rolling, and
They still need drivers, though. They're so short.
Yeah.
They're so short. They're now underwriting here. I've done two interviews with them. It's an important part of school. I mean, transportation for the students back to school and back home, and then all the different special events and sporting events during the course of the year. You know, they don't have enough drivers. Sooner or later, something will be canceled because there's not enough drivers.
Yeah, I don't know how they're patching it together, but it's a real issue, not just here, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, been a busy week.
Hey, before we get to the week, what a great weekend. For people who think that weekend editions don't carry new stories, the Republican American had two great stories. One was yours, Ruth, on West Cornwall, on Cornwall, and the investigation into the politicking which took place, and another one by Bridget on how the drought has affected it. Two very good long stories.
Yeah, things are happening so much. We had the story of the political issue in Cornwall. You know, it was a referendum in July, and there were materials sent out anonymously urging a no vote on that wastewater plant approval, and without any attribution, it's illegal. So the town made a complaint to the State Election Enforcement Commission, and the commission has deemed it investigatable, and so we'll be following to see what happens there. You cannot just send out notices with anonymity, and especially, there are fines involved. And
especially when you name yourself, give yourself an actual name.
A name.
A group, that's...
Yeah, it's. I mean, there are rules for reasons.
Yeah.
You have to know who's pushing this stuff out. And yes, Bridget's story about the drought and the effects, obviously, and one of them is the growing of corn, which is seen. Well, we've seen it everywhere. It's affected everything. This drought. Lawns are yellow. Trees are burning up. I mean, it's a real issue. So, and if you've seen the river, as they've said, you could walk across it.
Yeah, don't go tubing.
right, with ease. So we keep doing rain dances, but nothing happens. So we've had, as you said, a busy time elsewhere. There are issues at GEER, we're finding out.
Yeah.
There's some financial issues that are cropped up. One of them is the laying off of the outpatient physical therapist, Mike Mangini. That office has been in effect for 25 years, and he and his associate have been laid off. He's hoping that he can remain in that building on his own with his own business. But it's just the beginning of the issues that are facing nursing homes around the area. We know that GEER is going to be selling off some of its properties, some of the apartments that it has. I don't know where the plans are for the expansion. You know, a couple of years ago we had a big story about that with plans to redo the nursing home just south of where it is now. And we'll have to check and see where the future of GEER and as well as Noble Horizons changing some of its management skills.
Yeah, they're having trouble getting employees. Yeah.
Employees, which we've seen everywhere. I mean, we know that, but restaurants, stores, bus drivers, as you said. But when it comes to nursing home facilities, I mean, those jobs are critical. Critical to be able to staff them. So, it's a lot of stuff going on, Marshall. That's tough. We had a little story about a funeral home coming to back to Lakeville. You and I remember when there was a funeral home there at the corner of 44 and Lincoln City Road, and that's there is an application to open a branch of the Gleason Ryan Funeral Home that's in Torrington, and that will come before planning and zoning on September 6th. We had, of course, the story on the fundraiser for the Merrill Boy, which was incredible. Young Merrill is from Lakeville, has been diagnosed with leukemia, and they held a fundraiser last weekend that was incredible and raised loads of money, and again showed a community that cares that came out. So and we're always amazed at the generosity and caring of people in this area. And looking ahead, we have not much this week. No. I don't have, except for the Lakeville, the Lime Rock car thing on Thursday.
On Thursday, the vintage sports car parade will leave Lime Rock.
Sounds better than the car thing.
go through Lakeville, Salisbury, go back down, turn around at Noble Horizons, and wind up with the big party in Falls Village. And then, of course, you have racing on Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And then this is going to be bigger than ever this year because they're celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Corvette for the Concours d'Elegance on Sunday. And I just think that that's going to be packed.
I would imagine, yeah. It's a biggie. There's some plans going on there at Lime Rock Park that I've got to talk to people about, and they're doing all sorts of things with under the new ownership, and I think it's going to be interesting to follow. I think they have some great plans. Also, next Saturday we're going to have the rescheduled Lakeville Walk with Lou Bucherri. That had been canceled last month, so it's on for 10 o'clock this Saturday, and They expect maybe a large crowd, that they'll have to do it in two segments. That's going to be a popular event, having Lou talk about the historic spots along Lakeville. And there's also the Hunt Art Show coming up. So, and it's a funny week because the first comes on a Thursday, so that's sort of...
Yeah, the only town, really, Sharon Board of Selectmen is meeting on the 3rd at 3 o'clock. But other than that, there's not that... I mean, Falls Village has a public hearing tonight at 6:30.
Sharon Board is meeting when?
I see on the calendar there that is they're having a meeting on September 1st at 3 p.m.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
And like I said, there's a special meeting of the Planning and Zoning tonight in Falls Village.
In Falls Village,
and Cornwall has their open house studio, their open studio thing this weekend.
That's right.
September 3rd.
Right, yes, open house. You're right. So a few things happening, and Labor Day weekend, we sort of everything starts up again with all our meetings, and here we go again.
Covering boards of education.
Okay. Boards of education, yeah. Selectmen really haven't stopped, but it's been a little less formal.
Yep.
So we can get a little more dressed, a little more formally.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good week and a good holiday weekend, Ruth.
And you too, Marshall. Yes,
now,
enjoy.
You and I both will be laboring on Labor Day.
That is correct.
Okay.
No rest for the weary.
No.
Take care,
Ruth. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find all of Ruth's stories in the Republican American, rep-american.com.